This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. The flood situation has deteriorated in Jammu and Kashmir. Heavy downpour has disrupted mobile telephone and internet services in the Kashmir Valley, while all major rivers in the Jammu division are flowing above the danger level, inundating many areas. A bridge on the Jammu-Pathankot highway collapsed, forcing the closure of the highway as shooting stones blocked the Jammu-Srinagar highway. Tawi River is flowing above the evacuation level. In Jammu city and Udhampur districts, the authorities have closed the Tawi bridge and Jammu city. Basantar River in Samba, the Uj River in Kathua, Chenab River in Doda, Ramban and Aknur areas and rivers in Riasi, Kishtwar and Doda districts are all flowing above the danger level. Jammu and Kashmir Board of School Education has postponed class 10 and 12 exams scheduled for today. The BSF has also postponed the recruitment process for the Constable GD exam 2025 scheduled for today at BSF Pelas Camp, Jammu. Northern Railway has cancelled 18 trains to and from Katra, Udhampur and Jammu railway stations. Four trains have been short terminated. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha after a landslide near Vaishno Devi Shrine killed 5 and injured 10 others. Mr. Shah termed the incident extremely tragic and assured full central assistance. Home Minister said local administration is engaged in relief and rescue operations to assist the injured. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that demographic changes in border areas directly impact the security of the country and its borders. Mr. Shah said this while addressing the inaugural session of the two-day Vibrant Villages Program workshop in New Delhi. He said that the Vibrant Villages Program was started by the Modi government to stop migration from border villages and achieve 100% saturation. The minister said that the Vibrant Villages Program is boosting employment by promoting infrastructure and preservation, promotion of culture and tourism in border villages. He highlighted that after implementing the Vibrant Villages program in Arunachal Pradesh, the population in many border villages has increased. The minister stated that the Vibrant Villages program is based on three key points. These are preventing migration from border villages, ensuring that every citizen of border villages receives 100% benefits of central and state government schemes, and developing the villages into strong tools to strengthen border and national security. Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, DRI, has seized nearly 9 kilograms of narcotic drugs worth approximately 40 crore rupees in New Delhi under Operation Rainbow. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said that one individual was apprehended during the operation. DRI carried out coordinated search operations at multiple premises in New Delhi's Mehroli based on specific intelligence on the smuggling of narcotics in small quantities concealed in soft toys and using domestic courier networks. During the searches, a significant quantity of the seized drugs was found in the form of tablets and small pouches ready for distribution. The ministry said that the initial investigation indicates the role of an international syndicate operating through foreign nationals residing in Delhi, using courier networks for concealment, trafficking and distribution of narcotics. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesh, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. Also known as Vinayak Chaturthi or Ganesh Utsav, the day marks the beginning of 10-day-long festivities during which people place clay idols of Lord Ganesh at their homes and worship them. Deva Shri Ganesha, Deva Shri Ganesha, Deva Shri Ganesha, Deva Shri
ज्वाला सी चलती है आंखों में जिसके भी दिल में तेरा नाम है।
President Draupadi Murmu has greeted citizens on the occasion of Ganesh Chaturthi. In a message, President Murmu said that this festival is celebrated with great devotion and enthusiasm. And that is the end of the news bulletin.